Welcome back, everybody, to Mishnah Berurah Yomi. Today we're learning Simin Kuf Mem, Sifim Aleph through Gimel. Says the Mechaber, Hakore Batorah V'Nishtatik, if one begins reading from the Torah and then becomes unable to speak, Ha'omid Yaskam Mimachom Sheyischel HaRishon Vivarech Batchila Uvasov. The person who replaces the Nishtatik should begin from where the first began, and he should make a new bracha at the beginning and also at the end. Ulaha Rambam lo yivarech batchila. However, according to the Rambam, you should not make a bracha at the beginning. Says the Ramav, afilu bizman hazeh shoshliach tzibur korei dino hachi. Even nowadays, when we have a bal korei who does the kriya, nonetheless, this is the same din. Says the Mishnah Berurah, according to Batar v'chulei v'kol shekein im nishtatik tekef la'achar habracha kodem shehis chalikros de'ino yotzei hasheni b'berchah. So certainly, if the first ole who became mute was unable to speak before he even read any psukim, then certainly the second ole, the one who replaces, cannot use the bracha of the first ole. Mimakom sheischil harishon, he starts from where the first one began. Rotzalomar afilo lo yaschem mimakom shapasa karishon. Rotzalomar aval lo yaschem mimakom shapasa karishon vivarich lefneim alacharem. He should not start from where the rishon ended and make a new bracha before and after. Sheim kein yihyu osam hapsukim shekar harishon. Because then what's going to happen to the psukim that the first one read? They'll have a bracha before, but no bracha after. Certainly, if the second olet makes a bracha only after and he also begins only from where the first one ended, so then the second set of psukim is going to have a bracha only afterwards. The first set will have a bracha only preceding, and the second set will have a bracha only following. That's why when the second ola replaces, he starts from the beginning and he makes a bracha both before and after. You cannot rely on the bracha that the first one made, because when you make a bracha on your aliyah, you're not doing it in order to fulfill it on behalf of someone else. Each one of the olim makes his own bracha. However, when the second one replaces and he says his own bracha, he doesn't say another bracha. He only says the bracha because that is going to be the ikar. Ule Harambam, the Rambam said not to make a new bracha rishona. Sfirle de somi chabir kasa rishon, because the achronim del ikar kadea harishona. The Rambam believes that we can rely on the bracha made by the first one. However, the achronim paskin, like the first daya, that we do make a new bracha both before and after. Vafilu bismanazev chule. The Rambam said even nowadays when we have a bal korei, nonetheless this din still applies. Hatam demasha hashliach tzibur korei ki ilu korei hu dainin alei. That which the bal korei is reading, it's considered as if the Ola is reading it himself as well. What happens if the Baal Korei himself becomes unable to speak? From where does the next Baal Korei take over? So in footnote 3, it's quoted from the Kaf HaChaim that some say from the beginning, some say from where the first one left off, but we would hold from the beginning, just like the Ola, same for the Baal Korei. Continues the Mechaber in Siv Beis. Ha'omi likos batoro uberach bracha shelufaneha v'kara miktas psukim uposak v'diber divrei toro odivrei chol. Person gets up for an aliyah. He makes the bracha rishon asher b'achar banu. Then he reads a couple psukim. Then he stops. He starts talking. He starts sharing a vort. He starts talking divrei chol. Lo have a hefsek ve'ino tzarech la'avzor levarich. That's not considered an interruption. He doesn't need to make a new bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katanva v'kar miktas psukim ve'ein chiluk min shukar pasuk echad okam psukim. Doesn't matter how many psukim he read, as long as he read one. If he didn't read any psukim, im hifsek afilu b'divrei Torah. If he made an interruption, even with his own dvar Torah, since his vort is not part of the kriya that he's supposed to be reading, that's considered a hefsek, and he would need to make a new bracha. Vafilu sach mila achas, even just one word. Just like whenever it comes to a berkas hamitzvah or a berkas hanenin, if you speak before doing that which you made the bracha, so before doing the mitzvah or before having any hana'ah, so then you would have to make a new bracha. Af im yodea bevero shalo isiach daito. Even if you're still concentrated on that hana'a or that mitzvah, the dibur itself constitutes a hefsek. The chevan shalo hiskel adayin bar mitzvah in lo achar kach amal lachul. If you haven't yet begun the mitzvah and you spoke, so now the bracha has nothing on which to take effect. Ve'imsach letzorech hakriya. However, if you spoke for the needs, for the purpose of the reading, so then ein tzorech lachzor devarich. You wouldn't have to make a new bracha. Ulechatchila gamze aser. However, we avoid that as well. Ve'ein chiluk min lashon hakodesh lashon chol. None of this is makes any difference based on the language that you use. So based on all of this, shouldn't Ole say chazak chazak v'nis chazik? So in footnote 4, the Shevet Alivir Bevozner Chelik Zayin Simin Reish Bey says that he should not do so because doing so would be a hefsik before the bracha achrona. Zayin lo have a hefsik, rotza lo mar she yitzarech levarich michadosh kishakori lahalon. He doesn't need to make a new bracha beforehand. Before reading more, the lonis batal adayin bracha rishona, because the first bracha is still alive and well. Va'afilu isiach daitu melikros od. Even if he said, I'm not interested in reading anymore, v'shuv nimlach v'korei lahalon, and then he changed his mind and he started reading more psukim, ain't tzarech lachzor levarich. Nonetheless, he doesn't need to make a new bracha. V'yesh mi shekasav binyan acher, v'safik brachos lahakel. There are those who disagree, but because we have a safik brachos, we're going to be lenient not to make a new bracha. U'mikomakom nachon sham levarich yichavin tchila b'virchaso. When you make the first bracha, you should have the kavana. Even if his attention wanes and he's not he doesn't plan on reading more, nonetheless, if he decides to, so then he would be able to do so without a new bracha. V'atapichin lechatchila asr lehafsik b'emtza hakriya af below hesachadas klal. Lechatchila, we are not mafsik in the middle of the kriya, even without any hesach hadas. Continues the mechaber in Seif Gimel. Ha'ola likros batora v'heru lo makom shetzarech likros. You have someone who goes up for an aliyah. They show him where the reading is going to start. Uverech ala Torah v'hiskel likros. He makes the bracha. He begins reading. Olo hiskel, even if he doesn't begin reading. V'hizkiruhu sheparsha acheres tzarech likros. And then they let him know, we showed you the wrong place. Really, it's supposed to be a different section. V'gol ala sefer Torah l'makom shetzarech likros bo. And then they had to roll the sefer Torah to where the reading was supposed to start. Yash omrim she'enu tzarech lachzor levarich. V'yash omrim shetzarech. There's a machlokas rishonim as to whether the Ola needs to make a new bracha or not. So let's see the dinim over here in the Mishnah Berurah. Ches. Taimo de mistama daito al kol parshios hatorah munachas lefanov. Why would you not need to make a new bracha? So the assumption is that when you make the bracha, the kavana of the bracha is to cover all of the parshios that are placed in front of you. All of the parshios that are open to you, that's what your bracha is going on. Yes, you were shown the place, but still the bracha was covering everything that was open. Tes, v'yash omrim shetzarech, others disagree. Shetzarech levarich kishekoreis haparsha haruya likros. You have to make a new bracha when you read the section that was supposed to be read. V'taymo, debivade lo niskavin bibrechaso rak ala parsha sheher lo mikodem. So this opinion holds that no, the kavana in the bracha was only for the parsha that you were shown. V'akein tzarech levarich michadash al parsha zo, and that's why you have to make a new bracha when they roll to the new parsha. Because v'achronim, denogin lemaisa k'ayash omrim hazeh. Halacha lemaisa, we actually hold like the second yash omrim that we do make a new bracha. Ve'ein afkamino beinam hamakom sheher lo mitchila haya parsha acheres legamrei, o afilu ba'oso seder, ela shetzarech liglo mimakom rishon lemakom zeh, makes no difference whether you skipped parshios, whether you were shown in ba'aloscha and really was shlach, or whether it was within Bahaloscha, but you had to roll the Sefer Torah from Rishon to Shvi. B'cholzat tzarech la'achzor levarich. In all of those cases, you have to make a new bracha. The bivad lo hayadaito bibrachaso amasha inu megula lefanov. Certainly, your bracha did not have the intent to cover that which was not open in front of you. So says the Chai Adam Shai Achronim. V'amekel shalol la'achzor levarich b'im haya hamakom sherelo ba'oso seder shavuazo afsha tzarech lego mimakom lamakom ein mochin biyado diashlo amilismok. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the brackets that if one wants to be lenient not to make a bracha when you're changing to another spot within the same parsha, even though you had to roll the Sefer Torah, there is what to rely on not to make a new bracha in that case. V'im parsha zo haru uyalo likros haya gam kein megula lefanav be'esha herulo amakom arishon. However, if where you're supposed to read is open to you, you were just shown a different place within the section that was open to you, in that case, you don't make new bracha. Because certainly if it was open to you, so then you would have then your kafana would cover it. Even if where they showed you was actually not even part of this week's parsha. As long as where you're supposed to read from this week's parsha was open in front of you, your intent covers everything that's open to you. Doesn't matter where the parsha that you're supposed to read from is in terms of how it's placed, whether it's in the first column or the second column. Again, presumably your das covers everything that's in front of you. It also doesn't matter whether the one you were supposed to read from was on the bottom and where they showed you was on top, or vice versa. In these cases, because you don't have to roll the Sefer Torah, the place is open in front of you. You just missed it, right? You're just shown the wrong place. In that case, you do not have to make up new bracha. If they showed him a place on the bottom, but really he should have started on top, and then he's going back to the place on top. Tov sheyikra ad hamakom sheher ulo batchila va'od is a psukim lahalan. It's really best to read until where they showed you to begin with, and then continue reading after that. Now, what if the Oled doesn't look at the place at all, and he just assumes that the Torah is scrolled to the right place? So Reb Nissen Karel, it's quoted in footnote number 11, says that in that case also he does not need to repeat the bracha. Next time around, we'll continue with Simon Kuf Mem Aleph. Have a wonderful day.